day. Somewhere in the UK, there is a water pollution incident. Many of these incidents are caused by spills that run into the drainage network. Surface water or storm drains discharge directly to ditches, streams, rivers, or soakaways. If chemicals or oils enter these drains, they can cause serious environmental damage and threaten rivers and drinking water supplies. This can result in heavy fines, clean-up costs, bad publicity, and possible loss of business for the company responsible. Even seemingly harmless substances, such as beer and milk, can strip a river of oxygen, killing wildlife and destroying fish stocks. Foul water drains carry contaminated water, such as human waste and trade effluent, to a sewage works. If unusually high levels of chemicals or oils find their way to the treatment plant, they can be toxic to the bacteria on which the process depends and cause operational problems that can lead to pollution. Oils and chemicals can also contaminate the ground. This can result in expensive treatment or the removal and replacement of topsoil. In some circumstances, underground drinking water supplies can become polluted and rendered unfit for consumption. Again, the result will mean heavy fines and clean-up costs for those responsible. Spillages can create emergency incidents. This video is about tackling less hazardous situations that you can handle yourself to prevent injury to people and damage to the environment. Every site should have a spill kit located near to where incidents may happen. And mobile maintenance units and contractors should always have a spill kit with them as part of their standard equipment. Different processes present different risks, so exactly what's in the spill kit will depend on your site activities. But most will have drain covers, socks and booms for containing a spill, other absorbents for mopping up, putty to block leaks, personal protective equipment, and temporary containers such as this overdrum. There may also be floating booms for containment on water. Absorbents come in different types and are colour-coded, usually blue for oil and white or yellow for chemical spills. These colours may vary according to the manufacturer, so check what's in use on your site. The main difference between types is that oil absorbents will float on water, but chemical ones won't. For example, these oil absorbents will float on the surface of this stream because they're absorbing only the oil and not the water. They will even remove the rainbow sheen from the surface. The basic steps for dealing with a spill are the same in most circumstances. First, you need to be aware of the hazards by asking some simple questions. What materials are in use in the area where you will be working? Where are the drains on your site? Which are for effluent? And which are storm drains for surface water? Ideally, they should be colour-coded, blue for storm drains and red for foul. Where is the spill kit located and is it stocked? Is the right PPE for the job available? Who should be contacted in case of an emergency? What are the emergency procedures? Being aware saves time if there is an incident. In the following simulation, we're going to assume that the spill is a relatively small amount of diesel. Fast, immediate response is vital. Make sure everyone in the area is aware of the incident.
Spill!
but don't rush into unknown situations. The first step is to identify the spilled material. If you're not sure what the material is, don't take any risks. Is it a small spill or a heavy flow? Can you and your workmates tackle it, or do you need the emergency services? If you're not wearing it already, don't forget your PPE. Safety boots, gloves, non-absorbent overalls, which must be suitable for the liquid spilled, and goggles if there is a risk of splashing. Safety for you and others is the number one priority. If anyone is injured, help them first, but don't put yourself in danger. Next, stop the source of the leak. This might mean patching a hole with leak sealing putty. The less that leaks, the less there is to clean up later. There may be a risk of fire or explosion, so switch off any engines or equipment that could cause a spark. Containing the spill means stopping it from reaching the drains, open ground, or sensitive process areas. The spill kit should include drain covers or mats. Place these over the drains as soon as possible. If anything leaves the site, there's a risk of prosecution, so drain protection needs to be a first line of action. Drain covers come in several types, but if you've got an awkward shaped drain, several of these flexible clay covers can be used and the edges pressed together to make a tight seal. The spill kit will also include booms and socks. Put a long sock or an absorbent boom directly across and ahead of the flow. Put others around the edge of the spill and make sure there are no gaps. Where two socks overlap along the edge of a spill, lay them in the direction of the flow like this. If we put them the other way round, there's a risk the force of the spill could open a gap in the join. So always go with the flow. If the leak has already found its way to a surface water drain, there may still be time to reduce damage to watercourses, either by operating emergency valves or by installing floating containment booms downstream of the outlets. Use wooden stakes on opposite banks of the stream or river to secure each boom. For this demonstration, the water is shallow and the banks and stream bed are stable. But you should always assess the risks on the day of the incident. Don't enter deep water or walk on mud banks unless you are sure it is safe and you have the correct safety equipment, a harness, and assistance from the bank side. In this case, the first boom is designed to contain the worst of the spill, and the second absorbent boom soaks up any escaping oil. The first boom is fitted with a return leg or corner section. This creates a small eddy current or swirl in the water that helps to collect the spill near the bank, making it easier to absorb and clean up. If the spill has reached any kind of drain, stream, or ditch, or soaked away in open ground, the Environment Agency should be contacted immediately.
We've spilled some red diesel on the sites. We've contained the most of it.
If it has reached a foul drain, the sewer provider should also be notified as soon as possible. With the situation under control, we can now think about how to clean up. If you haven't had time to do it already, now is the opportunity to cordon off the area to make sure no one walks or drives through the leak. You may also have to post someone to divert traffic. So it's back to the spill kit. In here we've got absorbents such as mats and pillows. And this stuff. It's like sawdust, but soaks up the spill much better. In most cases, it's a matter of slowly absorbing the liquid. This might sound simple, but like most things, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Work from the outside of the spill towards the centre. This way, you'll avoid spreading it any further. And what about that damaged drum? Ideally, you will have an overdrum as part of the spill kit. This is designed to act as a temporary containment and to collect any further spillage while the contents are pumped to a new drum. Lifting the damaged drum directly might cause further leakage, and it's essential to minimise the movement. Place the lid of the overdrum upside down on the ground and lift the damaged drum onto it. Now invert the overdrum and tighten it. The unit can now be safely righted and transported. The waste you're left with, used spill kit materials, rags, shoe covers, and anything else that's become contaminated, will need to be disposed of correctly. Take the disposal bags to the waste so you are not trailing spent or leaking absorbents around the site. And tag each bag with a clear description of its contents. If the waste resulted from an oil or chemical spill, it's classed as hazardous, and its disposal is subject to specific legal controls, so you can't just throw it in the nearest general waste skip. If you're not sure how to dispose of it, you should check the exact requirements with the Environment Agency. In addition, any waste, whether it's hazardous or not, can only be removed from the site by a registered waste carrier. Finally, make sure the site supervisor is aware of the situation and that the spill kit is restocked. An empty spill kit is as bad as no spill kit. Your workplace and spill kits may be different from the ones we've featured, but the basic steps are the same. Be aware. Make sure you know the risks and where you can find the spill kit on your site. If the worst happens, raise the alarm.
Spill!
At the very least, you may need assistance. Identify the spilled material. What are the risks? Can you handle it, or do you need the emergency services? Protect yourself. Make sure you have the correct PPE that's adequate for the job. Help the injured, but only if it's safe to do so. Stop the source. Do you need to turn off valves, taps, or patch a hole? Contain the spill. Get booms in place and drains covered as soon as possible. Notify. Do you know who to contact and where the phones are on your site? Clean up. Work from the outside towards the centre of the spill. Waste disposal. Don't forget the waste will probably be classed as hazardous. Restock. Make sure you've got the kit to do the job, because at any time someone could shout,
"Spill!"